Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch the Needs, and I'm here with my boy, Jazz. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Whoa.
Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
I don't know. We haven't done this episode in such a long time, so I'm not sure why that happened.
That was weird. Like, you just tested it. We heard you perfectly fine during sound check, and then right when the show starts, boom, can't hear you.
This is what happens when we take a break from the show, man.
It's all your fault, Neebs.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm sorry. Well, listen, man. We're struggling these days, man. That's why we need breaks.
You get that seasonal whatever disorder?
Yeah, man, seasonal depression, little Zoloft going in, little Xanax action.
Hey, man, I'm a Sagittarius. I get you, okay? It's just one thing after another. You got Thanksgiving, got your birthday, you got Christmas, you got New Year's.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, it was Jazz's birthday. That was pretty cool. We had a little fun. We did a little surprise FaceTime with him.
Awesome. Yeah, that was great. Thank y'all. But yeah, like, I get it, man. Like, just one thing after another. The holidays are here. Everyone's listening, like, oh, when you're getting married. Like, I get it, man. It sucks.
You know, yes, when are you getting married?
Oh, thanks.
You know what? That's why I really like this show Wednesday, because it made me, like, kind of just, like, embrace my sadness, embrace my depression, because it's just so, like, deadpan and serious and so, like, depressing that, like, I just enjoyed it. It was whimsical in a depressing way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, all right, let's introduce our guest, guys. We got to introduce one of our favorite guests. She was on our Love is Blind episode, I believe, and we brought her back for Wednesday. She says she's a big fan and she wants to talk about it. So, welcome, Natasha.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I'm excited to be here and talk about it. I love the show. And so the second you posted on your story that you wanted to chat about it, I was like, me, pick me.
Yeah, of course, man. You're one of our favorite. You've been on here two times. If you come on here three times, that's a hat trick. And we send you like a turkey or something.
Oh, nice.
What?
Nice.
We will send you a turkey.
No, wait. I thought I had a non coming my way or something.
Oh, yeah, we should send you a nine. I said turkey because in bowling, if you get like three strikes, right, it's a turkey.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
See. But no, this show was really fun to watch, and it was very, very different. It's not what I expected. But that's a good thing sometimes. Sometimes it's good to not expect something out of a show or just not see everything coming. And I really enjoyed it, so I'm excited to talk about it. Natasha, what got you into the show?
Honestly, I'll be honest. What got me into the show was that it was trending on my Netflix. Yeah, and a lot of people were like, okay, watch it. It's good. And I'm like, okay, fine. I grew up watching Addams Family. I don't remember the daughter being this central character in the cartoons, though. Like, I mean, she was kind of there and causing trouble from what I remember, but like, she was never like, you know, nothing was ever centered around her in this way, right? I actually didn't even remember her name was Wednesday, to be honest. And so I watched it and I absolutely fell in love with it, because it finally showed like this multidimensional character that I think young girls do not get to see in media, you know?
Very true.
what's interesting about it is, so I actually ran a company. I used to have a media company called Unboxed. And the whole purpose of that company was to encourage young girls to pursue STEM careers, right? And go into more technical and engineering roles. And when I would interview women that decided not to choose STEM careers, they would talk about how they loved school growing up and they were, you know, passionate about science, math, whatever, but they didn't feel like they looked like someone that could do well in those. And any character they saw in media or whatever, they felt like they had to choose between being like a girl or being smart or having a guy like her or, you know, being whatever it is they wanted. And it all alludes to like the singular dimension female characters that you've had growing up, right?
Yeah.
You can only be one or the other thing. And I think Wednesday like blows that out of the park because she's like, I'm going to be smart. I'm going to be opinionated. I'm going to like a guy. You know, I'm going to have guys like me. I'm going to go to the dance. I'm going to do an awesome dance. I'm going to wear a dress.
Love that dance.
Wear this. I'm not going to be scared of blood and I'm going to be weird. And that's me. Right. And
I agree.
Power of that for a young girl to watch something like that is just, I can't even explain it to you. Like I didn't have that growing up, you know?
Yeah. I think one of the really interesting things is in media, we get two versions of girls and one is either the very girly type or we get the very stoic badass type who's like a superhero, right? You get like the Sarah Connors and stuff like that, right? So Wednesday was a character that was very unique because she wasn't just like this badass person who can just like, you know, was very stoic, but she was very like, I guess she is stoic in a way, but it was very much in a goth way, a very alternate way. And you don't see that a lot. And you could see her like growth throughout the show. And there are like all of these things that she does that, you know, I think a lot of people can relate to. There's people on the spectrum who can relate to it. There's people who are neurodivergent can relate to it. A lot of people I've seen on TikTok talk about like, wow, this is such great representation. Even though the show doesn't say it like straight out, this is what they're doing. There's a lot of stuff. There's like eye contact, lack of eye contact. There's so much detail in there that I think is really, really great and for a lot of cool people to see.
Yeah, and she was confident about it. No one was pushing her around. She wasn't some nerd pushed to the corner of whatever that nobody spoke to. She was like, no, I'm here and you're going to like respect me and pay attention to me and you're going to hear what I have to say. And I think that's so incredible. And it's just a good role model, you know?
Yes, yeah. And if you don't, I will put a bunch of piranhas in the swimming pool.
You know, and she's like standing up to these bullies, and I think the whole thing.
Family, man, she did it for her brother. She's like, if you're not pushing my brother, it's going to be me.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's really cool. So I am definitely a fan of like the Addams Family show, not show, the movie that came out. So the Addams Family movie, which Raul Julia, Christopher Lloyd, and Christina Ricci. Was definitely something that was like, I don't know if I could say it holds up because the special effects aren't as great as they were, but it was a very kooky, spooky, fun show. And I really enjoyed it. And one of the things that we see is like Wednesday has always been this like very smart, very articulate person who just had this like, you know, homicidal personality, and it was very funny, and she would torture her brother and she would, you know, do all these weird experiments, but she was always the smart one, right? In the first movie, she was the first person to figure out that Uncle Fester wasn't really Uncle Fester, right? He was like a fake. And then in the second one, she's the first one to figure out, well, yeah, you know, no, it's not a spoiler because well, if you watch the movie, you know, there's a lot of but in the second one, she also figures out what somebody's scheme is, right? And it's really interesting that, like, she's doing the same thing. They took that aspect of this character, and they're like, let's just make a whole show about it, which I thought was really, really great. And it's really interesting. And a little bit of it is still teeny bopper, a little Riverdale-ish, I guess, you know? But, like, I don't mind that. I thought it was really interesting and fun to watch. I don't mind the teeny bopper aspect of it if it's well-written and done well. What about you guys?
Natasha?
You want me to go? I feel like I've been talking this whole time. I completely agree with you. And I think that Riverdale-ish side to it is what makes it like multidimensional, right? And that's what gives it its almost like this teen high school drama sort of vibe. And it attracts different audiences to it, right? And so different types of people can connect over this. Whereas I feel like, you know, in the past, typical like either high school movies or, you know, different kinds of movies we had growing up, none of them brought everyone together, you know? Right. And Wednesday and different characters, even within the show, like are such that like a lot of people can come together around it. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So you mentioned that like it brings a lot of people together. So we can't talk about that without talking about the people who are not fans of the show. Right. And I feel like that is a thing that we need to bring up too, because there are a lot of Adam family purists that are not happy with the show. And I can understand why, because one of the things about the Addams Family show is they're very alternate. They're very kooky and spooky, and they have all these like weird traits, but they all like really, really love each other, like a lot, right? And what they did was they took the mom's relationship and Wednesday's relationship and made it like, you know, more of a typical teenager and mom relationship instead of what the show has, right? The show always showed like Morticia as this like mom that like kind of does it all. Her husband's completely in love with her. The kids like her. She's a good mom. In this, there's a little bit of a struggle, and people did not like that at all. People were very much against that, right? And I don't really have a problem with that. I feel like it's a different type of show. It's not the same thing. It's centered on Wednesday. It's not really about the family. But I can understand why the purists are upset about it, because it was an alternate to the nuclear family, saying, hey, this is like the 60s family that they show on TV and the Leave It to Beaver and the Brady Bunch. This was an alternate to that, right? To show that people can be very different but still be very loving. And they did not get that from this show, because the show wasn't really about that. This wasn't the focus of the show. The focus of the show was Wednesday, not really so much the family. So there were people who were upset about that, and I did want to bring that up. Jazz, you had some thoughts?
This show is fascinating, right? Because like both of you said, right? It's very different. And it does bring different audiences here. Like, I actually got a lot of Vampire Diaries feelings from this one. I also got a lot of Harry Potter feelings from this one.
Of Harry Potter, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if it's not obvious, right? Nevermore is Hogwarts. Crap, can't remember her name. Brienne of Tarth, her character, the principal, Larissa. She's Dumbledore. They even did the thing, right? Where like the secret entrance had a snap. And that was McGonagall doing the thing with the Phoenix and stairs going up. Like the competitions, it was like Quidditch. Like, just straight up, I feel like it was very Harry Pottery, and I enjoyed it. It was great.
It's a good alternate to Harry Potter. We're not supposed to like Harry Potter anymore, apparently. So who knows?
Wait, that's true. Like
Harry Potter anymore.
Oh, J.K. Rowling's a turf. It has nothing to do with Harry Potter itself. It has to do with the.
I will separate my feelings from J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter, and still
That's fair.
But speaking of people, Jenna Ortega, holy crap, what a performance. What a performance she did on the show. Like, she is the show. Like they couldn't have gotten a better person to be Wednesday Adam, like, in my opinion. She was perfect for this role. She was born to play this role.
Is she Mexican by heritage?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I feel like that's something that they never really focused on, that the Adam family were Latino, and it's something that was kind of just like overlooked, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a second, Raul Julia was Hispanic, and his name is Gomez. Makes sense that they would make him Latino. So I was like, all right, I kind of like that they did that for the whole family.
And they brought Catherine Zeta-Jones back, give some Sabrina the Teenage Witch vibes, like.
Yeah. I thought that was really, really cool. I really liked that they did that for Wednesday and Gomez. So I was digging that.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with like revamping the vibe of like a series or a show. I think as like society progresses, media progresses, storylines change. I think like, you know, there's absolutely, it's like kind of like, and maybe I'm being a bit extreme here, but I'm paralleling it with how people are so upset that the Little Mermaid is black. Right. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you ruined it. And it's like, no, The mermaid, everybody calm down. Nobody ruined anything.
Like, yes, because mermaids are real.
Yeah, mermaids are real. Let's all get mad about that. And because we had, like, it's just like, you know, and so I actually appreciated the newness of like everything that they brought to the show.
Yeah. Well, speaking of real, here's some real things that Jenna had to learn while on the show. So okay. She learned to play the cello, which, like, holy crap. Like,
it was so good in there.
She's fantastic. Like, yeah.
I had goosebumps.
She learned fencing. Like, holy nice. Crap, that was her.
The tracks.
Yeah. She learned canoeing. Like, I didn't even know how to canoe. She learned German. So,
cookie scene or whatever.
Yeah. And apparently she learned boxing. So, like, all of these things she learned. And she choreographed that dance herself the day before.
I love that dance.
That dance took over TikTok. Like, it's over TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people I'm on there are like, am I into this now? Like, what is this? Like, everyone did it. I was like,
that dance is so incredible. Cool. I want to choreograph it, or, well, I mean, it's already choreographed, but I want to perform it on some Daisy song or something.
You should do a Daisy performance. You should do it at somebody's wedding. Like, that would
100%.
Do it.
100%.
That would be so good. I would love that. No, but it was really, really good. And she said she actually did it with COVID. She actually had COVID the day she did that.
Oh, no. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. They said they were waiting for her. They did her test. They were waiting for the results. They were filming the scene. And once they found out it was positive, they took her away. And they shut down production. And they only had, like, I think they only did, like, one take. She couldn't even do another take.
Dang.
Wow. That's a rock star right there.
She was like, I could have done better. And they were like, all right, well, you got COVID, so finish it.
Well, she broke the internet with COVID, basically. So that's crazy. Well,
she broke the internet with the dance. And then she broke the internet with her tweet. I don't know if you guys saw her tweet, but she tweeted about Palestine, Ukraine, Kashmir. She is with the homies, man. She's a real one.
She's one of us.
I love that. That's when you saw that, me and Jazz were like, yo, we gotta do about the show. We gotta support our girl.
I know. We were like, we're taking a break to New Year's. And then we're like, wait a second. We're gonna have to break our
I know. We had to come back from our break to just do this episode. But the other thing that was really cool was they got Christina Ricci to be in the show. So the original Wednesday Addams got to be in the show, which I thought was really, really cool. And the funny thing is, she was not the original actress. They actually filmed majority of her scenes. And then the lady, I think her name was Thora Birch. She had to get out of the show, and then they had to redo all the scenes with Christina Ricci. So Christina Ricci was added at the end.
Wild.
Yeah. If you watch some of the few episodes in the beginning, she's in front of a green screen the whole time.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So people had no idea. I thought that was really, really interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah.
I love the aesthetics of the show. They said it was filmed in Romania, which
I believe that.
I mean, yeah, right? With that castle, it has to be.
Castle, yep.
Yeah. But you know where they're really from? The Addams Family are from New Jersey.
No way. Seriously?
Congrats. Yeah. You can claim it.
Yep. So the Addams Family are from Westfield, New Jersey, and I drive by that house almost every week because so that's not the house in the show. I don't think they actually show it, but I think in the original TV show, the Addams Family house is basically in Westfield, New Jersey. I volunteer at a suicide hotline, so like I go there all the time and I pass it. And it's actually on a different Netflix show. There's another Netflix show that features that house. A bunch of shows feature that house, and it's like supposed to be spooky and haunted. And so many people come to see that house that they have to put signs there, say "tourists go home," because people like block that road because they slow down to take pictures of that house.
Oh, that's crazy! Do people actually live there?
I think so. I think people actually live there. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, the aesthetics, I mean, the whole thing was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I loved the way they also like contrasted her and Ian, her best friend, where it's like completely dark in one side of the room. And then you have like the rainbow stained glass look on the other side.
But even I think Wednesday's character development was really nice. You know what I mean? Of like how she starts off when they're roommates, and then, you know, over time, how she warms up to like a friend. And I think
it's like no hugging, and then at the end she's like happy to hug her, right? And like Enid is also like a pretty great character, I feel like, because she also like got a backbone and stood up to Wednesday before she was trying to make everyone like her, and you get to see a little bit of her too. I really liked her development too. I feel like there were a few characters I thought that you got to see really grow. And another character that I thought was really interesting was that Enid and Thing ended up having a really good relationship.
That was cute.
They were doing the nails and stuff. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Do we know the history of Thing?
So, like, I don't know the history of the Thing, but, like, the actor who does the hand thing, he's a magician. So he's, like, really good with his hands, and he does, like, you know, like, with a sleight of hand and stuff. Yeah. So they always, even in the original Addams Family TV show and movies, they'd always have Thing being done by a magician.
I had no idea. I wonder where he came from or how he like became part of the family.
I wonder if there's a rest of him somewhere.
There's like a body walking around without a hand.
Yeah, they did mention Cousin It. So Cousin It is also a famous character. Mm-hmm.
And then the straw whatever he's made of.
He's made of hair, I think. He's just all hair.
Oh, it's hair. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I also was straw because like I think of like the 90s cartoon.
The cartoon was good. And then they remade the cartoon recently too.
They did. That's also on Netflix, right?
I think so.
I haven't seen the new one, I'll be very honest.
I haven't seen the new cartoons, but I did watch the cartoons back in the 90s, and I did watch the TV shows, and I did watch the movies, which I thought were really good.
I was surprised by the principal. I always thought that there was like some evil thing going on there. But like at the end, just knowing, and spoiler alert, but you know, whatever, that like she just like wanted to do right by the school. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, there's like no backstory here. It's just like she just wants to do right by her students, right?
She had Snape vibes, right? Like she was
a little bit, yeah. And then it was so interesting where they interviewed the actress, the Brienne of Tarth, I forget her name.
Gwendolyn Christie. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And she talked about how this was like the first role she's had where she felt beautiful.
Yes.
And I thought that was so sad because it was beautiful. But it's crazy because she's not like your atypical woman. Like her physique is so different. Yeah. And then she just like, feelings of like not being beautiful enough. And I think that's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. Cause like, even in Game of Thrones, like I know she had like the short hair, she was made to look way more like macho and whatnot, but like she was still like distinctly pretty. I don't know if people. It sucks that she has to feel that
stunning.
Way.
She's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, no, for sure. But then, like you know, in Star Wars, she had to wear a mask, and then she's wearing armor. So she's wearing pretty dresses and like suit pants and stuff like that.
I guess.
Why she would feel that way?
Yeah, but it just goes to show how like you know this stuff matters. Yeah. You know, like it literally matters, and you see it reflected in like the career choices girls will make or the stuff that they'll like be interested in or force themselves to not be interested in. Right. And you just think like, hey, it's like not a big deal. Right. But even all of these years later, like you have this accomplished woman being like, oh, finally, like I feel beautiful. Right.
No,
which is just
it makes a lot of sense.
It's crazy. Sadness. Yeah,
I feel bad. Like,
I mean, being a girl, I'll tell you, you grow up with this kind of stuff, and it just you don't want to think about it, and you want to act like you don't care, but you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know. We're learning something new today, men.
The other thing I think was really interesting is the way they showed Gomez, right? Because we're talking about Gwendolyn saying she's really, you know, get to feel pretty.
Yeah.
Gomez. In this isn't this like suave, slender, you know, good-looking guy. He's more short and like you know, porcelain kind of guy where he is, you know, a little bit rounder and stuff like that. And it's really interesting because in the comic strips and the cartoons, that's how he originally is. He's like a short guy, a little chubbier, and they try to make him very suave and smooth in the movies. And I like that they didn't do that here. They went back to the original. Which is like, hey, you know, someone like that can get a woman like, you know, Morticia and Catherine Zeta-Jones and stuff like that, which I thought was really interesting. So I kind of liked that part of it, too. It wasn't someone who was like super suave.
Well, do men have this pressure to be a certain way as well?
100%.
Marvel movie?
Have I seen a Bollywood movie? Fair enough. Fair enough.
I thought I said Marvel movie. Have you seen a Marvel movie?
Oh, Bollywood too.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh my God. Yeah. We got to look like Hrithik Roshan or Shah Rukh Khan. Do you
feel it at like a younger age? Like, do you start feeling it in high school?
For sure.
If you're like not tall enough or not this enough or whatever.
100%.
Yeah, height's a big deal. Weight's a big deal. Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh wow. Is being too skinny a big deal?
That's usually never one of them. Really too skinny? I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, no. I think being too skinny is definitely
I guess I'm a fat guy, so maybe that's why I've never heard it.
Yeah. Being too skinny, people get that too. Probably not as much, but it's still there. Especially if you're skinny and unathletic, then you get it. Yeah.
Interesting.
For sure. So it happens everywhere. And well, let's talk about the guys on the show since we're talking about guys, right? Wednesday can pull. She can pull.
She got every guy in the show.
I know.
To have a thing for her. Like every single guy.
It was wild.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's great. And I think that's where like her like well-roundedness comes in, right? And that goes back to like, okay, she's weird and she's quirky and she's like a certain way and does her own thing. But that doesn't mean that guys aren't interested in her or like she can't have like a love life. And like, you know, unfortunately at that age, like girls like think about these things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sure. They have crushes. They want like the most popular guy in school to like them. And they like try and fit this mold to be the girl that, you know, that this guy will be interested in. And Wednesday's like, no, screw that. I'm like going to be me and he's going to like me anyways.
Yeah, she is definitely someone who is who she is, doesn't try to change herself for anybody. And you see that when she starts making that friend in the beekeeper, right? She's like, she kind of saw her brother in him and people were picking on him. And she was like, this is going to be my friend. And you can see like that's what made her heart kind of soften a little bit. Like you can really see her care about this person more so than she cares about these like other guys who are popular and like, you know, whatever. So I thought that was interesting. And I feel like that was a great way to see her open up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also thought it was interesting how they like alluded to her selfishness a little bit where, you know, that learning curve she had where, you know, to some degree, she was just using a bunch of people to like figure something out. Right. And that imperfection, I think, makes her so much more human. Right. Yeah. Because nobody is perfect. Right. And it was just cool to see that. And then her actually learning from it and growing from it, I think, was really profound.
I think that's one of the things that people were talking about on Twitter who were neurodivergent. And they were like, yeah, these are some things that like we can't pick up on. We can't pick on some of these social cues about like, you know, she's like, hey, matter of fact, I'm telling you with this logic, getting right to the point. And everyone's like, no, you're using me. Like, yeah, I know I used you. What's the big deal here? Like, So it was very interesting. I did enjoy that. I think it was just something that was very much fun to watch. And you got to see her learn. You got to see her make mistakes. You got to see her learn from them. You got to see her friends like get really upset at her, you know? So it was really, really fun and interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Where do you fit? I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was going to say like real quick, shout out to our boy, Eugene. The actor's name is Musa Mustafa. He was born in the UK, but I believe his parents have Arabic origin. So
you'll see one of us.
And we represent.
Yeah. So big shout out to the beekeeper.
Nice.
But yes, go ahead, Natasha.
Well, I was going to say, where do you guys hope her character goes? Because obviously, you know, there's going to be more seasons here. Mm-hmm. And so what do you guys hope to be the future Wednesday?
This is Harry Potter, right? You're going to see a lot more character development. You're going to see a different love interest. You're going to see them grow. You're going to see more of the best friend trope. It's just Harry Potter. Like, I see it totally going.
You just think it's going to be like a rinse and repeat every season of like a new love interest, maybe some best friend drama, a horror story, and then rinse
and repeat. I think there's going to be a new love interest. But this new one's going to be the one that's going to be consistent throughout the next 3 or 4 seasons.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting theory.
So, so the writers of this show are Alfred Gould and Miles Miller, who you guys might know from the show Smallville. So they did the show Smallville, and I feel like, you know, based on how Smallville went, I think what they're going to do is they're going to slowly start introducing more things into this show that relate to the actual Addams Family story and, you know, folklore and stuff like that, right? So I think we're going to get to see more Pugsley next season. I think we'll have more relatives. I think we're going to see a little bit more of the family. They're going to find ways to get them more involved in the show. Even though it's like a Wednesday show, I think they're going to find ways to bring more like Addams Family, you know, mythos into the show. And I think that's going to be really fun to watch. I think that's going to be really great. I do want to see more of her relationship with her mom. I feel like that's completely repaired. And I want to see them have that relationship. I think that'll be really cool. I did like seeing, my favorite part of this entire show was seeing her reaction to Uncle Fester, because she does not smile throughout the entire show except when she sees Uncle Fester. And as someone who has like nieces, like that was my favorite part. He's like, it doesn't matter who she has beef with in the family, her uncle is probably her favorite person in the family. And I love that. That was my favorite thing about it.
That was adorable. I also have a nephew, so like, yeah.
It was really cool. And I would love to see more of Uncle Fester. They made him a little more zany. They gave him powers, which is a nod to the first movie, because in the first movie he gets amnesia from lightning, and then he gets his memory back from lightning. So I think that was a little bit of a nod to that, which I thought was really interesting and cool. I would really like to see. And also, like, where's the rest of the thing? Maybe we can find out finally.
You know the origin of it? It's like, there was a sign that said, beware of the thing, right? And the mailman was like, what's a thing? And then they just had a hand. Like, that was a joke. Yeah. It wasn't meant to be a big thing, but there's no rest of thing. He's just a hand.
Makes sense.
Do you know what universe this is in?
It's its own universe, I think, right?
It doesn't correlate. I guess, who was the original creator of the Addams Family?
Charles Addams from New Jersey.
You would know that off the top of your head.
Yeah, his name is Charles Adam. I think he did, like, he was a comic artist, and he did, like, comic strips and stuff, and that's how he came up with the Addams Family.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if, like, other characters from other universes are going to overlap here. Because, you know, I mean, a Harry Potter nod I get, but there's this other Netflix movie that just came out about the good school and the bad school.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name.
That's what I thought of when I saw this. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. This feels like it's like the same universe for some reason.
I mean, maybe the Scooby-Doo universe, if my childhood has anything to say about it.
Scooby-Doo does have a spinoff with a crossover with the Addams Family. That actually does happen.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. Like, it could be Scooby-Doo, but maybe not.
Interesting. I don't know. I think it's going to be its own universe for a while. I don't see anything else. But we can probably see, like, some of the like unlicensed like monsters, like the werewolf man and like Dracula, like these things that anybody can use.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of those like monster universes, like the Mummy and stuff like that in here.
Oh, that would be cool. I think Dracula would be cool. So what's the difference between like a vampire and Dracula? Nothing?
So Dracula's a specific vampire.
Vampire is just like a specific type of monster.
Yeah.
Dracula is supposed to be like the first vampire.
Oh, Dracula is like the very first vampire. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Depends on like what lore or whatever you
follow. Yeah, right?
Sure. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
No, but it's really cool. I really like the show, and I'm excited for it. It's the number one show on Netflix. It beat Squid Game. It beat everything.
I'm happy about that. I think it's like it's well-deserved.
Yeah. I really, really liked it. And Jenna deserved it. You know, like, there were scenes where she wouldn't blink. Like, she doesn't blink in any of her scenes. That's wild.
The director told her. I was reading some article, and he was like, yeah, I told her not to blink. And since then, she, like, did not blink all of filming.
It was her idea. She did it, like, for one scene, and he liked it so much that he told her to do it for the rest of the thing. That's what happened. And I was like, that's what you get for coming up with a good idea. Now he made you do it for
him. Yeah, right?
He has to do it. That's why you don't say anything at work. You just stay quiet.
Exactly.
Open to doing all these things.
Don't let anybody know you're good at what you do.
No. Okay,
they'll make you do more of it.
Yeah. Always set the bar really low and then work up from there.
Okay. That's how I'm in relationships.
Yay!
God damn it, Heaps. Okay, back to Wednesday. Did any of y'all predict the plot twist in this? Because I thought, like, I had theories going into, like, oh, who the Jekyll could be, but I was just completely off, like, the entire time.
I so, wasn't like, I think it would 100% be her, but you know how she opens the door?
Mm-hmm.
When she did that, I was like, okay, something's up with her. First, she's too nice. Two, like the whole thing is kind of weird how she knows this. So yeah. She's not just some, like, random muggle, human muggle. She's not just
normie
or yeah, a normie that like doesn't know anything here.
Yeah
I picked up on the 2 p.m clue, and I thought that what's his name, Tyler, he wasn't the Jekyll, but he was like the person behind the Jekyll. But then yeah, it just ended up being nope, I'm wrong there. So like I did not expect any of the twists they threw at us. Like they did a very good job of just keeping it just hidden enough, but the clues were there the entire time that once you kind of got the idea by like episode what, 7 or 8,
yeah,
it all clicked immediately.
It all came together. Yeah,
I had an idea about therapists, but I
whoa, Neebs,
so far away.
Oh, okay, you're back. Yeah,
so I didn't have any idea about the therapist, but I did have an idea about Christina Ricci's character, because I was like, she's a big character. She's like a big name. I feel like it would just be poetic to make her the villain. So I definitely was like, I see that coming.
Yeah, I did not see that coming at all, man. Because I didn't even think about she's like the, you know, Wednesday from back then. I just thought, oh, this is another character. Cool. Great. She seems kind of boring. No. That was wrong.
No. I suspected her more than the therapist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought the therapist was perfect. Actually, I thought Larissa had more to do with it because she was a shapeshifter. Well, yeah. Turns out she was a good person the whole time.
I thought she would be a good person, too. I feel like she had vibes where she was just misunderstood.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was surprised by her. I thought there was something up, and that when the shape shifting, exactly what you were saying, right? When, especially when she shape shifts from that man into, remember? And she goes into the,
in the train station.
Station, right?
Yeah. That was the guy who died.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, nah, so this is all wrong. Something's up.
She was shape shifting a lot of people who died, and like that was a little sketch. So I do feel like that, but it happened so early on that I was like, okay, they're throwing us off.
Yeah.
Man, you got the whole bachelor mind going. Like, everything's ruined for you. No, I can't remember what show it was, but she played the role of the devil, and it was like a recent show.
Sandman,
yes. And so in my mind, I feel like I was biased because of that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like she's evil, but no, she's not actually evil. She's just a very talented actress who can play multiple roles.
Yeah.
I also thought that, like, because I think they alluded to her liking Wednesday's dad early on.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to see more of that. That was
So I thought that, like, I knew something was up, but I think she was maybe out to get Wednesday more so, because I was like, she probably has some, like, vendetta against the mom that she wants to take out on this poor girl.
I wouldn't mind seeing more of the flashbacks of like Morticia and Gomez in school. A little like like Harry Potter's dad and like what happened with
that.
Yes, yeah. Harry Potter's dad was the bully to Snape. Let's revisit that over and over.
It might be.
How crazy would it be if Gomez was under some love potion this whole time?
Whoa.
He's so head over heels, and like, you know, that's all that's been going on for the last like 25 years.
I feel like the Addams Family purists would hate that. They
hate that. Anyways, you're never gonna make everyone happy, right? So like, forget it, right?
Yeah,
that would be fascinating.
People just listen, I just want to believe in love, man. Leave them alone.
I'm a sucker for love too, but like that would be so interesting. It would be the whole like Voldemort's parent situation, right?
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
I mean, I'm also in the boat where I want to see Larissa be like the mom Morticia never was. It's like the ultimate revenge. It's like, ha, I'm your daughter's other mom. Deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I want to.
And again, the purists will hate that. Like. Yeah.
But they're complaining anyways, right? And yeah, so once they started complaining, I think you have a license to do whatever you want.
Fair.
Well, once they're out, you don't need to please them anymore. You can just do whatever you want. That is true.
Yeah. Is that the new bar?
You want a favor by like being so negative towards this, right? Because then it's like, well, you never liked it from the beginning, so continue to complain.
That is true. That is true.
That's new bar.
I think they're also going to focus a lot more on the sirens. What's that girl who was her and her mom? That's like
a thing
that they never really got into.
That was also interesting. It seemed like her mom ran a cult or something.
Yeah. It was a cult, yeah. And they were definitely unique. Like, they were not typical sirens. So,
it was like the Church of Scientology vibes.
Yeah, I wonder what the social hierarchy is between, like, all of these different, like, groups of non-normie people.
Yeah, like sirens and vampires and werewolf. Like, where is, like, they have a caste system?
They do. I don't know, right? Because her roommate couldn't really date that guy, right?
That she liked. She couldn't date that guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so clearly there's some kind of a casting between them where, like, you know, certain things are taboo, right? Mm-hmm. And then that begs the question of, like, what is the Addams Family cast? Because it's not like they have some crazy superpower. They're just weird people.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's something that they did change. They did give Wednesday powers. She was able to see.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
And her mom supposedly had this power too. So it's really just Gomez and Pugsley who don't have powers, because Fester has lightning powers.
Yeah.
So,
well, we don't know about Pugsley yet. I feel like his character's to develop, and so
that is true. He really has like no character development at all, so we'll see where he goes.
Yeah. He's just,
I hope he comes back, like, right now. I hope he comes to Nevermore. Like, I want to see that.
But it's really interesting because Pugsley is probably one of like the least developed characters in all of Addams Family. Like, he's just used for like jokes and like setups. Like, he has no character in the cartoons, in the show, nothing. So it would be the first time you would actually see some character development for Pugsley.
Hmm. Yeah, I think this is the most I ever saw him talk. But I never watched. I mean, I watched The Addams Family as a young kid, but, like, you know, it hasn't been top of mind for a very long time. But I don't ever remember him like having dialogue or like saying anything profound. And here you actually see all these emotions he has about missing his sister and being worried about his dad and likes fishing. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I remember him being that like annoying little evil kid just from the 90s cartoons. But yeah, this show definitely added more to it than just that.
Yeah.
He's not evil and smart. He's just evil and dumb, right?
Yeah.
And Wednesday was the smart one.
She was the smart one. So
it was very like woke, I guess would be the term. Because I remember in the movie they had like a Thanksgiving play. And she talked about how, like, you know, they killed all the Indians and the Puritans did this and that. So it was really funny. And I think she had a similar scene in this show, which she was dressed as the pilgrim, which was like a nod to the movie. There's a lot of nods to the movie that I thought were really, really cool.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be cool. And it's interesting how much their personalities contrast, where they're both weird siblings, but like as unemotional and stoic as she is, he's like, seems to be the complete opposite.
He's very emotional. That's true.
Right? He's very emotional. He has a lot of feelings. He like loves his sister. He's going to miss his sister. He's like worried, all of these things. And so it'll be interesting when they go to the same school together and they have these like very differing personalities from each other.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Watch him be like completely different.
Personality, I don't know. Maybe her mom may have been like that as a kid, but I don't know where she gets it from, because everybody else is like overtly loving and emotional in her family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is how the cartoons were and everything. It's just Wednesday who isn't. She is obsessed with murder and homicide and like gruesome stuff, right? She's always been really, really into that. And that's just how her personality is. And like, you know, I might have dated a few girls like that. You know, they're into true crime.
Oh, God.
I've seen people like this.
Oh, poor Neebs.
I know.
Because we know exactly how that ends.
Listen, she's a doctor now, so she's operating on people.
Is that a dream? Yeah, right. Is that a good thing?
Hold up. Good thing. I learned about the human anatomy by listening to murder podcasts. Okay.
I'm gonna take a step back. I hope she's never my surgeon.
We'll see.
Oh, that's funny. Well, then that begs the question of, like, is Wednesday like maybe a love child?
No, ooh, I don't think so.
She adopted.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I feel like it'll just take away from, like, the Adam family thing.
It just, yeah,
like,
if they do that. Family. Okay, so that's your line. There's a certain level of purity you do like. Okay, got it.
Yeah. It's like, like Fast and Furious, man. They're family, man. You got to. They're all different for each other. Yeah. It's I do like it because she actually does torture her brother all the time, but she won't ever let anybody else torture them, right? And it's kind of like how siblings are. Like, I can pick on my sibling as much as I want, but if anybody else does it, like, we're fighting.
Mm-hmm. That's Stacy family rules right there.
Oh, yes. Straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I actually felt bad for my sister because one time I beat up a guy and then, like, nobody wanted to date her because they were afraid I would do something. Sorry, Rebs.
gotta keep it halal.
Yes. But I feel like I'm also responsible partly for that. Like,
speaking of keeping it halal, how about, like, Wednesday's fashion? It's so modest.
And yeah.
I love that. It's cosplay for Muslim girls. They're going to go crazy with it.
Yep. Yeah. Even her prom dress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was so pretty and it was, like, just so on point. It was great.
Yeah, she wore black to a whiteout party.
It was cool, man. I really enjoyed that. I feel like it was a fun show to watch. I'm really excited for next season. Well, before we wrap it up, what are some final thoughts you have, Natasha?
Final thoughts. I guess just summing everything I've said, I think she's a great role model. I think it was a powerful character. Mm-hmm. I love the multi-dimensionality of her. And I think, like, I wish there were more female characters like that for girls to look up to. Absolutely love the show.
Yeah, I think we're going to have more of that now because with seeing how much of a hit Wednesday is, there's no way people in Hollywood haven't noticed. So this will trend from here on out. And I think that's going to be great.
I'm really excited about it. So I just love having more content to talk about and more shows. And Netflix needed a win because Netflix was struggling because they haven't had anything since Stranger Things. And this was something that put them over. So way to go, Netflix. Way to bring it home at the end of the year.
See, your stock's still down 50%.
Well, yeah, I know, right? Well,
I'm suffering, okay? I will complain.
I think everyone's suffering. It's a great time to get in, guys.
Yeah, right. Right when you're down 60%, you buy more to average it out so your losses are less.
That's what you do. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for joining the show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Check out Wednesday on Netflix. And Natasha, before you go, let people know where they can find you.
Yeah, everyone, I am on Instagram. And so, you know, feel free to follow me at The Real Natasha Sayed. And hopefully I will see some of you there.
Very cool. All right. Thanks. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.
Bye.